Well, now, your company specializes in power management, so this sounds like, for your particular niche, a pretty good win.
Absolutely, Tom. So 1E is all about IT efficiency and eliminating the waste and reducing the cost and taking out the inefficiencies of IT. PC power management, server power management, just a few of our products in the portfolio of efficiency solutions, enterprise scale solutions. And certainly this recent announcement, in fact, on July 20th, announced by the Dell CEO, Sprint, GSA, and others, is very interesting to us, and I think very, very indicative of where the federal IT programs are going, which is not just energy efficiency, but IT operational effectiveness.
Now, in general, IT products that are on GSA schedule, you know, your average servers and PCs and all that stuff, is it getting more efficient as time goes on with each generation of gear?
It is. If you look at the routers and the switches and the servers and the storage platforms out there, certainly, and any contractor, any vendor worth its salt is migrating to more energy-efficient platform. But perhaps transcending the discussion more towards IT in general, you know, the plan set forth by Vivek Kundra are fantastic, the 25-point plan, the executive orders from President Obama, the Executive Order 13514 in 2009, Executive Order 13423 from President Bush in 2007, it all indicates a migration to taking the $600 billion spent in federal IT over the past 10 years and really kind of squeezing out the waste from it. You know, as of course, we all know there's going to be about $80 billion in IT spend this coming fiscal year. And that's a tremendous amount of money. And, of course, that's so much money that it's very difficult to not have waste and not have all the inefficiencies associated with IT over those years. So, yes, I think contractors are migrating to more efficient platforms, but more efficient strategies and solutions for the federal IT professional.
Does that put GSA, though, in the position of niching itself out of a competitive marketplace? I mean, does it become a little too niche?
So in my humble opinion, I don't think so. I think GSA is doing its due diligence to lead by example, and the federal government in general leading by example, because we have to. Fuel-efficient vehicles for the United States Postal Service, energy-efficient routers from Cisco and Juniper and others, and of course, PCs from HP and Dell. They must be ENERGY STAR and EPEAT certified. Of course, you know, any PC that is not clearly, in my view, should not be on the GSA schedule or procured via the SOUP community. You know, if you look at the IT spend globally, it's about $1.6 trillion. That amounts to about $8 trillion over the past 5 years. That's a little more than half of the U.S. GDP. And again, if you look at that spend, where has that gotten us? Certainly to a point where we have to, as an IT community, consider cloud-based applications. We have to consider better availability for users. You know, of course, and that raises all kinds of questions. Why the cloud? Why this ebb and flow over the years of outsource versus in? And, you know, the fundamental answer is, whether you discuss EPEAT or ENERGY STAR or the cloud or outsourcing, it's really all about efficiency and making the absolute most out of the current spend. We kind of promote the notion, let's not look at the new bells and the whistles and the fantastic new technologies. Let's kind of stop the madness for now, look back, and see what we can do with that $600 billion over the past 10 years that the federal government spent. And there's many ways and means and solutions to do that. There's certainly quite a lot of waste, and it's endemic in the federal arena, certainly.
We're speaking with Jerry Rutkowski, the Vice President for Federal Programs at 1E Incorporated. And getting back to the GSA schedule and the EPEAT and the ENERGY STAR compliancy that they are requesting, not just on Schedule 70, but I think on across the entire MAS, the Multiple Award Schedule System. But talking about Schedule 70 products, you have indicated your company makes products to get the most efficiency out of existing IT. Can we see a day when the equipment will have its own intelligence and its own efficiency such that perhaps your product might not be needed?
Well, good question, Tom. And let me give you a couple interesting examples. You know, Microsoft, for example, coming out with Win 7. Win 7 has some embedded power management capabilities. And there's a whole lot of solutions out there in the marketplace that really rely on idle timers or power scheme settings. We at 1E, we are that thin line above and beyond Microsoft, for example, that makes the operating system, makes the hardware and the software more efficient. So you see, in an enterprise class, enterprise scale setting, one truly needs a robust, very rich functionality and feature set. So you see, it's I think power scheme settings are good, Tom, for your home PC, and certainly to put your monitor at work into a standby mode, for example, after 20 minutes of being on the radio. But you really, from an enterprise perspective, need that rich, robust, and centrally managed and automated functionality. That's what 1E is all about, not just in PC power management, but server power management, and also license control and application delivery and WAN and bandwidth optimization. So you see, relatively small companies like 1E will always be needed if, in fact, they add tremendous value. And, of course, the marketplace certainly determines that.